Okay. Welcome back to the Product Earth UK Expo. I'm Radical Russ here in Birmingham, England, and we're sitting here at the couch with Antonin, who is going to tell us all about cannabidiol. Antonin, tell folks your name and the your full name and the company you're with.
Hi, my name is Antonin Cohen. I'm the founder of Harmony. We specialize in the usage of CBD and terpene. We have the first range of CBD and terpene liquids. We have really two unique differentiation with our liquids. On one part, we are using the original terpene coming from the most famous cannabis strains, like the Ojiko, the Super Limonaise, so people can find the aromas they love. And on the other side, we are using CBD, cannabidiol, in replacement of nicotine. Today, most of the liquid contain nicotine, and we don't like nicotine. We prefer CBD from hemp.
Sure.
So we did this range of liquids which contain different level of CBD.
Interesting. Now, in the United States, we're having a big controversy over the legality of cannabidiol, where the Drug Enforcement Administration says it's still completely illegal, and others beg to differ. But I understand in the European Union and the UK, there have been developments with the respect to legality of cannabidiol. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, in Europe there is a patchwork of regulation around CBD. CBD is not classified as a narcotic substance, neither in the US or in Europe. Some people, some authorities will have different interpretation of the law, but for now it's not clear, neither in Europe or in the US. In Europe, you do have a booming CBD industry like in the US, and we believe CBD needs a clear regulation urgently, because today a lot of people are using CBD products.
Yes.
But there is no regulation around it, so you have a lot of companies doing CBD products without respecting a certain amount of quality control, or by doing claims about their products which will confuse people.
Yes.
So we really need a good regulation of CBD products to keep the access open and to make sure the CBD products on the market are qualitative, are certified. So that's a work we do in Europe now. We are in touch with different authorities to suggest them a new regulation based on three levels, because we think CBD has a very wide range of application. It depends of the dosage, it depends of the deliverability form. So you need a regulation which will take in consideration all these different usage. So the regulation we are suggesting to authorities is a regulation on three levels. The first level is for high dosage CBD products for medicinal usage. In this case, you do need a doctor, you do need a registration, you do need a proof to claim that your high dosage CBD products will treat specific condition. After,
okay,
you have another level, which is a food supplement level, and we define it for products containing between 20 milligram and 200 milligram of daily dosage recommended. And this should be, in our opinion, classified as a food supplement.
Okay.
And then the last level is the level of products which have a daily recommended dose under 20 milligram by day. And this could, for example, be a cosmetic cream or an illiquid, so very low dosage, and in this case we think it should be sold over the counter like any type of cosmetic or e-liquids. The same for food supplements.
So you're talking about only CBD levels above 200 milligrams is something we should get doctors involved with.
So we see over 200 milligram as a daily recommended dosage, you should get doctors involved, because it means you use CBD for medical purpose, and it's always better to have the supervision of a professional. Unfortunately, right now, most of doctors actually don't know how to treat CBD, so it's really a work of education, both for the authorities and for the medical community, and for also the pharmaceutical companies which could use this compound to develop prescription products. After, we want to make sure also that CBD will be regulated not to limit its access, because CBD has a very, very good profile. There is absolutely no secondary effect, there is no toxicology, and there is no psychotropic effect.
Yeah.
So it's very safe to use.
Sure. And I understand that you're throughout the European Union, you're also expanding into Los Angeles now.
Yes, so we've been focusing on growing hemp for the past 5 years in Europe. because in Europe you can grow legally hemp. We've been also doing some extraction for the past 5 years, and we've been really focusing on the European market so far. However, we think our products are very useful also for American people. We don't see a lot of competitors doing exactly the same type of product as we do. So we are very successful today in Europe, and we are launching soon in the US. We do have a lot of US clients ordering on our website, so we want to be able to deliver faster to them, to have distributor explaining and educating people locally on how to use the product and why it's very useful. So hopefully by early next year we will be in the US. Today people from the US can buy from us online, and soon they will find us in the shops too.
Okay, give them the online address if they want to find you.
So you can find us on our website called meetharmony.com, M-E-E-T harmony.com.
Okay. Meetharmony.com, which is not eHarmony, that's the dating site.
That's a whole different thing. But it's both, you know, to find harmony in your life, I guess.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you so much, Antonin, for telling us all about this. We look forward to your presentation later.
Thank you so much.